Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the January 27th, 2026 meeting of the Chatham County Board of Zoning Appeals. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony during these proceedings will please sign in. Witnesses will be sworn prior to giving testimony. All proceedings of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals are recorded. Decisions of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals are final. Challenges to the decisions of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals must be filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise. Face the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our other member is on her way. I just actually looked at my phone and I-16, there's a crash on it. So I don't know whether she is in that area or not, but she said she would be a few minutes, but I don't want to hold everyone else up on this cold day. The minutes of the previous meeting, December 16th, 2025, have been sent out to everyone. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, do I hear a motion that the minutes be approved?
So moved.
Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. The minutes are approved. Okay, there's one item of old business. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the board. My name is Subhashi Karunaratna. I'm a planner here at MPC, and I'll be presenting the staff findings and recommendations for 23 Penrose Drive. Here, the petitioner...
Not Subhashi. I'm sorry. Don't mean to interrupt you. We need to finish. We need to approve the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. I think she thought she was ready, so I do apologize. Okay. Let's go point of order and approve the agenda. And if I could get the board members to please speak into the mic, turn your mic on, and state your name as you make a motion, please.
Okay. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? If not, do I hear a motion that we approve the agenda?
Approve. I motion to approve.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Okay. Are we ready now? Okay.
Okay, so this is 23 Penrose. Sorry, I'm Subhashi Karnaratna again. And here, the petitioner initially appeared before the CZBA on October 28th, 2025, with a request for a variance to reduce the 35-foot riparian buffer setback by 10 feet. And this was because of a proposal to build a pool in the rear yard. And the request was attributed to the presence of a mature live oak tree on the property. And locating the pool outside the buffer was going to disturb the root system. So this was their initial proposal where the pool was located more into the buffer and away from the tree. So during the public hearing, the CZBA recommended that the applicant reevaluate the pool design and its location to minimize both the impact on the riparian buffer and the live oak tree, and return with a revised proposal at today's meeting. And the applicants have proposed two different designs. So this right here is the initial request with 10 feet in encroachment into the buffer. Here you can see the tree marked with the green line, and this is the tree trunk, and the pool here is encroaching this 35-foot buffer, and the dotted circle is marked as the no-build zone by the arborist, and this is the 10 foot variance, which was the initial request. And the second concept that they put forth is a 20 foot encroachment into the buffer. So it's going further into the buffer and away from the tree. Again, this is the line that is marked as no build zone by the arborist, but the pool will still be located within that zone. Moving on to the findings by the MPC staff. For all properties built near marshland, there is a requirement of a 25-foot riparian buffer, and this is required by the state law. And locally, Chatham County has a 10-foot addition to this buffer, and therefore the resulting total buffer is 35 feet. What is requested here is to encroach 10 feet into the 35-foot local riparian buffer. Following a site visit on October 2025, Chatham County determined that the state waters are present adjacent to the property. And because of the location of a existing bank stabilization, they've decided that no state water buffer is required. So the 25-foot requirement is off the table, but we're still administering the 35-foot local riparian buffer, and that's what the variance is requested for. However, because the proposed work is located next to the marsh, erosion and sediment control BPMs are still required, even though the buffer is not required anymore. We also received a report from an arborist determining that the subject live oak tree is a healthy and a structurally sound tree and has high value as a specimen and is worthy for preservation. The arborist therefore recommends that the design option that minimizes the root disturbance and preserves a live oak tree would be the best suited here. And the 10-foot variance is what is he's determining as the least, what is most suited for this situation. Further findings revealed that there are no public utilities of water or sewer available for the site. And the construction of the swimming pool is classified as an accessory recreational use, and it should abide by the standards of the Chatham County Zoning Ordinance Section 5-1. The parcel is 0.8 acres in area and is in the R1A zoning district, that is one family residential zoning district, and in the environmental overlay. Part of the property is within the 100-year floodplain, and to be, I think the pool and the tree is within the 100-year floodplain. The house is not within the 100-year floodplain. More environmental conditions to consider is the projected impact of sea level rise. So by 2060, there's a projection of like 2.4 feet inundation in this part of the county. And because of the bulkhead that is situated right here, this inundation might be minimal. And the only other thing to consider is that the floodplain is still existing where the pool is going to be built. And with these findings, because of the report of the arborist and the state water buffer being negated in these conditions, MPC staff recommends approval for the 10-foot variance and not the 20-foot.
Are there any questions from the board? Be sworn. You thought we swear to tell the whole truth.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
My name is Michael Ross, property owner of 23 Penrose. I did bring with me the arborist as well as our landscape architect that did the designs. So I think at this time, if you have any questions for me, I'm welcome to answer them, but they may be able to speak directly to any specific questions you may have regarding the design or the tree better than I can.
Well, let me ask you, though.
Yes, sir.
Are you willing to go with the staff's recommendations?
The only question I have for the recommendation is the difference, in my mind, the difference between the 10-foot and the 20-foot. So when I initially proposed this, when I set a 10-foot setback, I was thinking in my mind 10 feet off of the bulkhead versus 20 feet off the bulkhead. So and the arborist, I think, was thinking about it in the same way. So when we proposed the 10-foot setback and they recommended the 10-foot setback, I just want to be clear that they're thinking the same way I am, that it's 10 feet off of the bulkhead, not 10 feet the other direction, if that makes sense.
Well, I'm sitting here looking at the plan. Is the plan that was submitted the plan that you intend to go with?
In my mind, yes, 10 feet off of the bulkhead is the plan that we were intending to go with.
Well, I mean, are we then are we talking about the same thing in terms of? I don't understand. The one that's been recommended by the staff is the 10-foot. Apparently, there are two things given to us: one a 10-foot, one a 20-foot.
Correct.
And the 10-foot is the one that's been recommended. So, are we talking about the same thing?
That's
you're not changing the plan that has been submitted.
No, that's my. I guess for clarification purposes, when the county approved the 10-foot, or they recommended the 10-foot. Are we talking about the same thing?
They're talking about the plan that you submitted, I believe.
Okay.
Is our witness here? Yes. Are we talking about the same, ma'am? Are we talking about the same thing?
So the 10, we count the 10 feet from the 35-foot line towards the marsh, not from the bulkhead towards the property. So we're going from this red line 10 feet in.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, is that what you're talking about?
No, the arborist in our mind was 10 foot off of the riparian, the buffer, or the marsh, so to speak. That's what we were thinking, the 10 foot. But either way, if you're willing to approve 10 foot from the other direction, that's fine.
I feel reasonably confident that the board is agreeing with the staff. You know, we let you come back without having to deny you the last time. And I don't want to have to do that again, and you won't be able to come back for a year. So I'm not trying to coerce you into doing something you don't want to do, but I'm just telling you what I think the way things are going to go here. So are we all agreed where this pool is going to be?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then I think we don't have a problem.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. 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 Are there any other questions for this witness? Okay.
I'm so sorry. Edward Morrow, Director of Development.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to ask that the landscape architect come to explain the exhibit that he produced so that we all understand what the intent of the business is.
Because I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I think originally I'm Mike Small, landscape architect, Jackson Small Associates.
Oh, sir, you need to be sworn in. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do. I think, yeah, Mike originally, when he first came here, was thinking 10 feet off the bulkhead. And I think when I did this, the wording was a little odd to him, just to and from, that's all. But we gave two options to see if we could go with the 20 foot, pushing it even further away from the oak, and then the 10 foot off the required 35 foot setback. So I think at this point, if the board's willing to accept the 10 feet, then that's what we'll take.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Are there any questions? Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Is there anyone here? Is there anyone else to speak for the proposal? Is there anyone here to speak against the proposal? Hearing none, Okay. The evidence is closed. Does the board have any discussion? If not, do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that the board approve the optional variance of the 10 feet as submitted to us this morning.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. I will call the roll. Mr. Drayton?
Aye.
Ms. Watkins?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Pelote?
Aye.
And Mr. Vineyard votes aye. You are approved. And thank you for your consideration. Okay. Okay. There is no other old business. And what is the new business? The variance in Modena. Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chair and members of the board, I'm Subhashi Karunaratne again. Here at 3 Modena Way, the petitioner is requesting an approval of 11-foot height variance from the required 36 maximum allowed by the zoning ordinance. The proposal here is to construct a single-family residence. The height of the building is going to be 47 feet. This is located in R1EO, which is one family residential environmental overlay zoning district. Here the dwellings are served by public water and private wastewater systems. The subject parcel is currently vacant and it contains an area of 27,000 plus square feet and has a approximate width of 132 feet and therefore is conforming with the zoning standards. The proposed building footprint is approximately 4,055 square feet. The proposal complies with all the applicable setback requirements. The only variance requested here is the height variance. The proposed increase is based on the chosen design. The staff could not find any hardship pertaining to this particular case. We also found that the subject property is located within the 500-year floodplain primarily, and there is a very tiny portion of the 100-year floodplain in the closer to the border by the marsh. The proposed development is not encroaching the 100-year floodplain, and because this is a resident and not a critical facility, there are no additional standards for flood protection, and they're not encroaching the buffer area, so that we are good with all that. So we're still looking at the height variance only. We found no extraordinary conditions related to the size, shape, or topography of this property, and application of the zoning regulations would not create any additional or unnecessary hardships. Based on these findings, the staff recommends denial for the requested additional 11 feet height variance. Any questions?
Okay. Are there any questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else, staff, that has anything in terms of testifying? Okay. Okay. Is there anyone here to speak in favor? Yes, sir. You raise your right hand.
Yes, sir.
You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the true self you got.
I do.
Okay. State your name.
Sure.
Please.
Good morning. My name is Ryan Claus. I'm the architect for the project. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for hearing this project and considering members of the board. Appreciate your time. We realize this is a big ask. It's quite a bit of height that we're requesting. And we do just want to make sure to make note of a few items that were considered and why we ended up so high in this. It's not necessarily just a design choice, but there's many aspects that went into it. So primarily it does have to do with really just the floodplain administration Chatham County ordinance and the goals of that ordinance. Secondarily, matters of the owner wanting to keep things more compact, but both of those work together. So I say that because the house, you'll notice, there's no site plan, but this home, everything is consolidated into one footprint. So we have the garage underneath the home. We have some small livable space underneath as well, which automatically elevates the house there to accommodate the car storage, vehicle storage. So that in itself limits creating more impervious surfaces on the site. So if we, you know, for instance, if we had to severely reduce the height of this home and keep all of the program that they want within it, we're very well looking at an additional structure for a garage or potentially the livable spaces underneath right now, pulling that out as like a pool house or something, which would be increased impervious square footage on the site. So in our minds, the productive reason, the best reason for us doing this and worthy of the county to consider is the fact that we are limiting that impact on the site. And instead of going out, we're going up. So that was the major consideration of ours and why we felt like the big ask was worth making, because otherwise, again, there's less, the site is less pervious, and we'd like to avoid that. And we understand that absolutely Chatham County wants to avoid that too, for neighboring residences, which there's an important note. You know, there are neighbors in this, neighborhood that have had flooding issues. So any development here takes away the ability for the site to perk the water. But limiting that impact, as we're proposing here as the most limiting design option, avoids creating more stormwater going onto neighboring properties. Even though we're allowed to do that, we're allowed to sprawl out more based on the ordinance. Again, that's why we don't feel foolish bringing this before you, because we do think it's actually working in favor of the goals of Chatham County, in particular the floodplain ordinance and issues that are there that are very, very much the focus right now in terms of rising sea levels, potential, you know, rising of floodplains in the future for flood maps. You know, that also informed our finished floor height for the ground level. We could potentially drop that and, you know, drop the whole house a foot or so, and we'd only be asking for a 10-foot variance. However, again, for the reason I just stated, with the goal of elevating everything in a home, trying to keep it above potential higher sea levels, and as well as flood insurance providers, you know, insurance providers are all, for a good reason, recommending and almost enforcing that you do build as high as possible, right? So all of that was really given consideration in this design. And is why, you know, we wanted to bring this before you as what we believe is a good solution for this residence. And you can see, so that bottom level, that's where we're accommodating the garage here. And then this is just the draft. I'm sorry. We provided some 3D views to make one, additional point. Open link. Okay. Trying to hurry. So these 3D views here, you can see, and we clouded the actual height of the cornice. So from a design perspective, we have heavier cornices at the top, which are like this main primary cornice here is only 39 feet above grade. So it would be a 3-foot, variance, technically for that component. But that's to say from the ground level view, you would never see the actual overall height. This house would not appear to be 47 feet above grade. It would only appear to be actually 39 feet, which was something we also, you know, kept in mind because we wanted to keep that roof pitch lower. From an architectural perspective and maintenance perspective, we want that pitch to be higher, but we want to we're trying to reduce our need for additional height there. All that to be said, the final point here that is important, we do have a lot of precedent on this site. I think we collected 8 residences in the neighborhood that exceed that 36-foot height, and I don't know if they received variances. I couldn't find any online. However, the highest house out there that we measured is 45 feet, so that's 2 feet lower than ours, but it's still 9 feet higher than what's allowed. And then there was a collection of eight other houses that ranged between 42 feet up to 45 feet, as I said. So we feel like the precedent is there, and I don't know if they did it for the reasons that we're doing it, to try to keep things compact and limit imperviousness of the site. Either way, that is a benefit to the neighborhood itself, and why we feel like this would be in keeping of the context. There's precedent there, and also just a technical aspect of safety, flood prevention, and all that, that this does accommodate that. So that's our case for this design. Now, we understand denial was recommended. We would hope that we could have that conversation and reconsider based on this design. However, if it's going to be a no-go, we did study an additional option to essentially get rid of that pitched roof and do a flat roof behind a parapet, which would result in an ask of a 5'8" height variance, which is obviously much lower, but we would just retain these cornice elements and then you would have no roof above here. The reason we don't want to do that, the homeowners just want to avoid more maintenance, which a flat roof would require. We're essentially creating a pool on the roof. And we're really not changing much about the house and what we're proposing and what's to be approved. So while the ask of the height variance is much lower, the result we don't feel like is that meaningful or different from what we're proposing here. So again, we don't want to walk out of here with a denial, and we would understand if you're leaning that way. So I think our last ask would be, can we get a 5'8" height variance as a second option for you all to consider? But again, we strongly, for the reasons, and I won't repeat them, and I'll be quiet, I promise, but the reasons laid out, that's why we feel like this initial proposed design is worth consideration, because we think it works in favor of the goals of zoning, flood prevention, as well as the goals of the owner for this site. Thank you.
Any members of the board have any questions? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, just curious, what is the mean sea level of the first floor? You have it.
Yes. We set it at, I believe, 15'6", and the site varies from, you know, back here it's, well, that's the bulkhead, but it's 7 feet at the lowest point of the actual grassed area. And then it comes up to 15 feet over here. So we were trying to stay above the highest point for, you know, just for reasons of keeping positive drainage away from the house, but we could regrade in a way to lower that finished floor height. We just didn't think it was necessarily worth it. So, that's, yeah.
So this is the first livable floor height. So when you walk up the stairs and you get to the first occupiable floor that you've elevated 11 feet, that's 15 feet?
Oh, no. So, well, this grade level, is at 15. So that slab will be at 15'6", and there is livable space. This little section here is a laundry room, mud room, bathroom, sauna, and then a staircase up. So this is all livable, which, you know, plumbing and electrical being down there, we wouldn't want to drop below a 3 foot freeboard height at that point, which is, you know, another reason we tried to keep it as elevated as possible. But sorry, to answer your question, the first livable space is at 15'6". Above that is 11 feet above that. So it's 26'6" to the main floor, which has, you know, main kitchen, family room, and all those.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? So as I understand your what I call, I have a house that at the beach, it looks not like this, but is similar in that it's raised up and the garage is underneath. Right. So the difference between what I call ground level and what Stone said the first livable floor, or the main livable floor, is 11 feet, right? So you're 11 feet off the ground for
correct.
The first livable, or the where the living room and the
that's
family
correct.
Room and all that.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. And is that 11 feet sort of etched in stone? I mean, is that fairly normal in terms of?
It really comes down to the fact of putting vehicle storage underneath and then having enough room for the floor system. It's going to be a bigger floor system because we have some pretty big spans to span over the garage. Since the garage is underneath, we got to keep the space open. So yes, you know, we could reduce it potentially by half a foot, to squeeze it down a little bit. But we're not, you know, we're not going to end up in a place where we're that much closer to the 36 foot.
And your HVAC, overall, I assume, will be up.
Well, yeah. And that was another reason to have some roof structure up here, because we could have duct work and everything else serving that upper floor from above there. We'd have to, it's going to be really tricky if we do a parapet and flat roof. I have no idea yet where we put the mechanical system. But for that top floor, we were going to serve from above. From the bottom floor, we were going to have duct work along the ceiling of the ground level, where the slab is and garage, serving the floors up. So we do need that thickness, the plenum space, so to speak, to run.
Now, were there any of these other properties that you surveyed close to where this house is?
Yeah. Here we go. It was recently built, and it's at 45 feet above grade. I think it's in the application. This is the main one. Sorry, it's turned. But you can see here they have three full stories, which is similar to ours, and then they still have a very high-pitched roof on that. And this is as best as we can measure. It could potentially be higher, but it's absolutely within there you go. Thanks.
Okay.
You can see from and that's from this point too. I'm actually not certain, because obviously yards slope away from the house. And the way the ordinance reads is from the average grade, but we kind of did a best case scenario measuring it from the base of the home up to the peak, which that would not be average grade. So potentially it's even higher than 45 feet, but we felt confident bringing that
forward. And where is this in relation to you?
Yeah, this is at the end of the island. Okay. I don't think we have a map here, but it's, I'm not sure how many feet, or it's not a mile. It's, I couldn't tell you, but it's at the end of the island. We're kind of in the center of the island.
And you counted how many other houses out there that you found?
We had eight that we could easily tell were above.
Okay.
The limit. And you can see, I mean, these are very grand homes, and again, the context of the neighborhood, it wouldn't be, and this one even cut off the top, and yet it was still above at 41 feet. But I believe it was eight, might have been seven. It was somewhere around seven or eight homes. If I counted through this document, I could tell you.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Are there any other questions of this witness?
It sounds like you could compromise in getting it a little lower somehow.
We could definitely do a foot lower, and then it would be a 10-foot ask. Like, that would be still achieving what we need for mechanical, still keeping positive drainage away from the house. We'd have to do a little bit more regrading, which if we have to do it, we have to do it. That would be the most expedient route, while not kind of redesigning the systems and everything for the home. A foot lower.
Is that...
And we initially proposed, the submittal initially asked for 10 feet, and then it was kind of a conservative. I came back to staff and said, hey, when we really look at the drawings and the site, I really think we're going to be 11 feet. And they wanted to make sure I was really requesting 11. And I didn't mean to stick with the 10 because it was more. But again, it was just a conservative to say, we know this house fits within 11 feet above grade. So we want to propose that. If it were 10, that's what we initially were going to propose. So I think we could do that for sure, if that's...
The board's not here to negotiate. I mean, that's not our job, but we're here to enforce the rules, and we do grant variances all the time, but we try and stay within limits in terms of doing it. And so I want to make sure that if the board saw fit to grant a 10-foot variance, that you're going to be happy with that, and the owner's going to be happy with that, and it's going to be okay.
Yeah, we'd be very, we think that would be a great approach, again, for the reasons stated, and we would work within those boundaries for sure.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other witnesses to speak for the proposal? Okay. Is there anyone to speak against? Do we have any letters or anything from any of the property owners?
Sorry, what? We do not have any public comment if I'm...
There was one from the president.
Oh, yeah, this one. All the three are in support of the proposal.
Okay. And are all these neighbors?
Yes.
Okay.
They're all neighbors. 33 Medina. I don't know where that person is from, but 10 Medina. So they are all neighbors.
Okay. Thank you very much. Ms. Helm, I need some advice here. Although I'm the lawyer, I'm not quite sure. Can we grant a 10-foot variance without them changing their proposal?
Their original ask was 10 feet. The application says 10 feet. When they came in with this last request, it's 11. You have the purview to deny, to only grant 2 feet, to grant one, to grant, you know, that's up to you.
Okay.
To your question, I believe it was duly advertised, yes.
Okay, good. Okay. And members of the board, is there any discussion? Do we have a motion? And please state the amount of the variance, please.
And the reason why are supporting or denying.
Yes.
Due to the evidence of the neighbors in agreement and the other homes in the neighborhood, I motion to approve the 10-foot variance.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none, I will call the roll. Mr. Blode?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
Ms. Watkins?
Aye.
Mr. Drayton?
Aye.
And Mr. Vineyard votes aye. Approved. Thank you. Is there any other business to come before the Board of Appeals? Hearing none, meeting's adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.